everybody, and welcome to whatever this is, an as of yet untitled solo project with Lars. Full disclosure, Joe and I have had some creative differences for some time now, and I wanted to get into them. So, those of you on the Discord server should be familiar with the major incident that happened during the Rusty Cage recording. This was the spark that I think really began the rift between Joe and myself. Unfortunately, Rusty himself was just trying to say a nice thing about Joe's ancestry, but my flatulence after that was just incredibly poor timing, and it made it seem racist. I think that was kind of the beginning of the end. Anyway, over time, I've noticed that Joe has been really throwing himself into his work over at the Only TikTok podcast, which is fine, and I support him. Unfortunately, though, their last episode featured himself and Jake going on a lengthy monologue about how I'm apparently a tyrant behind the scenes. They claim I've been trying to sabotage them, seduce Floral behind their backs, which is true, but they didn't have any reason to suspect that, and just generally commit acts of duplicity toward them, just chicanery in general. I had a voice chat with Joe a few hours after that episode dropped, and we decided that it was probably for the best that we part ways. I don't see how we can continue to work together after that. He offered to join the Tesla tier on the Patreon as an apology, but I felt like the emotional damage was worth far more than any consolation there, just straight up. So, what is this? I have no idea. I've never flown solo with a serious creative project on the internet before, which makes this completely uncharted territory. That's with capital letters. I'm not using metaphors there. I'm actually leaning towards doing a podcast on the Uncharted series of video games, and I think what I just said was a clever name. Completely uncharted territory. Anyway, I do have an interesting lineup of guests coming on. Next week it's going to be Boogie2988, and for the weeks after that, it'll be Maddox, The Nostalgia Critic, Darkside Phil, Alinity, Brooke Houts, and finally, after all this time, I finally landed him. Leafy is here. I really hope to see you guys tune in on the server. Obviously, this is all just an April Fool's Day joke, and I probably just spoiled it for even the most gullible of you out of there with that list, so here, have some outtakes and such.
All right, well, if you're... tuning in for the... Let me start.
Jesus, Joe. That was... Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That was funny. You should leave it in, though, just because it's humorous.
That was something else. That was a floundering I've never seen before. Let me go ahead and do it. All right. Are you familiar with that area?
Yeah, I've only passed there. I got off there once because I took a
Joe,
train.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Oh no, that sounds phlegmy.
I started a new gaming page called Edgemaster Shikaze.
Okay.
Just utter silence.
That was glorious.
So two guys are like jacking off and who could like come the farthest, and then one of them's like, well, we've come this far.
I quit the podcast. Chuck, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear him. He's like, can you can't hear Chuck or Lars? Can you hear
Chuck?
Me?
Chuck. Yeah, I can hear you. Chuck.
Dude, is this like some long troll that we're not privy to? Because you've been asking for Chuck and he's been responding every time.
Lars, can you not hear Chuck when he's been like responding to you?
No.
Really?
Really?
Do you have him personally
have
muted?
Him, yeah, like what's his volume set to on yours?
Hey.
Dude, I had you muted.
I knew it. I knew it. I was like, Lars, what's your game?
Like that last one, I heard Chuck's my voice. He was just like, "Is this fucking for real,
Lars,
right now?"
Lars, you were like Chuck, and then he's like, "Yeah."
Okay. Are there any of them that you'd like to potentially shout out as being inspirational to you in some way?
Well, I think like everyone, I think what Beto works doing in Texas is pretty awesome.
If you want to go to Hawaii and Alaska, you're more than welcome to get your balls handled. But in the continental United States, I will literally sue you for copyright infringement if I see it.
Joe, when I entered into Cal State Fullerton, Joe was just about graduating.
That sounds right. I think that you went there after I graduated.
You were just at the tip and he was already pulling out, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was exiting. So I was already gone and Ohan was about to enter.
That's a much more stuttering way to put it.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. That's what we were lacking. Something much less succinct.
Something more awkward.
I can't it's hard to explain the structure, and I never found another bag like it again, so I just gave in and got a traditional suitcase, but it was like not a duffel with a rolly, but it was like a tote bag with a rolly.
This is riveting, guys. I'm so glad that...
I'm riveted. I am fascinated right now.
Okay.
NordVPN. Nord, here's the best way to describe it. You ever go to an airport terminal?
Why are you shouting so loud?
I don't. Sometimes I lose control of the volume of my voice.
I'm also having Ohan sit in just because he knows the guest in question that we're going to have on tonight. Say hello.
Well, yeah, I'm in. What do you want?
Oh my.
Means that you can pay it in your hand.
Oh, I think Joe just fell. I feel like if you looked up the definition of pussy, it would just play that clip.
My space.
I just kicked Joe from the server.
You actually did. Oh my god.
All right.
Wow. I'll
bring it back. Hold on. One second.
Well, better do that before someone usurps his throne.
All right. He's on his alternate account. All right. Can you get back on? I sent them the link. All right.
Okay. Oh boy. Now we gotta try to fix this mess.
It was worth it for the joke, but I gotta invite him back.
It was worth it. Okay, that is one of my favorite moments.
All right, let me message him real quick. Hold on.
Okay. Okay, that was epic.
Oh, he joined back again. I'll put him as. All right, he's back, he says.
Okay. Once he joins back, I'm going to say welcome back.
All right. Joe, connect.
Come on, Joe. Welcome back.
Hey, Joe.
That was a fucking nightmare.
Oh my god. That was amazing.
I was like, it's not a competition.
Dude, Dixon, Nick, yeah, no, I'm not.
I know, that's why I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I wanted to clear that up.
So I'm at the Del Taco drive-thru, and the lady is like, oh, ketchup? And I'm like, no thanks. And then a few seconds later, she's like, oh, you want a ketchup, right? And I'm like, no thanks. And then she hands me my order, and she says, I gave you some extra ketchup. Have a good one.
You're the kind of person in her mind who would order ketchup, and it was inconceivable that you wouldn't want any. Like, you're just the archetype of the person who orders ketchup. There is no other way.
Hey, Joe. I have a new friend for you.
Oh, yeah? Who is it?
Steve.
OK. Okay, way to fuck this up, Lars. way to really. All right, now we have to start over.
This is somebody else's bathroom that they know, and I am borrowing it for a moment, and it really puts you into their butthole, if you will. Really? You know, walk a mile in somebody else's shoes? Poop a mile into somebody else's butt.
Stop peeing, Joe. Oh my god.
I'm just pouring coffee. Just I'm
pouring
not
coffee? Okay. I understand that you can't stop at midstream because it stings, but dude, gross.
It's so warm.
Gross.
Yeah, I bankrupt the homeless man.
Poop. Oh, it feels good to say. And you know, when you're saying the word poop, your mouth, it makes the same shape as a butthole.
Gross.
Snap the hamster's neck. Give it the old 1-2 twist-a-roo. I'm Sirantia.
You know?
You made like the weird like a Mendigo squeal.
Yeah.
It's me, Charlie Demmer, Monse Hernandez, and oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. Oh no. Oh, what's the guy? Oh no, because like he's the one I talk to like the least. I've never actually met him face to face before. Oh man,
let's just look him up and then we'll fix it in post.
Thank you. that's thank you so much. He plays Quint in the show. He's awesome. He's really nice.
Glad that you're on a first name basis here with
Garland Witt.
Garland Witt, yeah, Garland. Sorry. Oh my god.
All right, let's just fix that in post.
Just say
his name flatly.
Okay. I'll just say it so you guys can add it. Garland Witt.
Here's one from Shiny Pants who asks, he asked me, you should ask Andrew about cloning himself. I promise he will love it.
That motherfucker. I think you need to. No, it's fine. It's fine.
No, it'll be funny if we leave it there.
Okay, like, yeah. Just, yeah. Edit out what I just said. Just leave it at that motherfucker and move on.